Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
Bing bong.
Hello, it's Suggestible, a podcast where we suggest things to you. I am Claire. James is here also. We are married. And if you like Suggestibles, then, well, we have a lot of stuff for you. How are you going?
It. I'm great. I love being in lockdown. I love homeschooling. I love trying to work and homeschool. I love not sleeping. I love not exercising. I love eating poorly. I love all these choices that have been foisted upon me.
Oh, so just for some background context, dear listeners, hello. We hope you're doing all right. We're probably not doing very well. Melbourne has been thrown, Melbourne, Australia, where we live, has been thrown back into lockdown. We now have a curfew. Yep. We cannot leave a house, not that we ever did anyway, but still, between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. And the thing for us, because we are parents of two small children, is that playgrounds have shut.
That's right.
Schools have been shut for like, what, a couple of weeks now, it feels like?
Maybe, yeah.
And now playgrounds have shut, so we literally cannot take our children anywhere.
And the weather hasn't been great, which doesn't help. If the weather's good, it feels like very
doable. Yeah, we can take them on a little walk or something, and that's all right. But also our kids have been – you have to remember, to preface this, our kids have been super sick. And
that's
so
true.
They've had coughs and we've given them COVID tests and everything's negative. However, that means sick kids are bloody the worst anyway and up all night and we've been sick and it's not been a good time.
That's right. So now our misery, is your misery if you are listening. But let's suggestible some things to people, why don't we? Do you want to kick things off?
I do.
I know you're keen to have to shoot a recipe everybody's way.
I am. All right, excellent. So I thought I'd bring back my recipes, recommendations. I haven't done these in a while. And I usually do it, if anyone who is listening has noticed, whenever things are real terrible.
Hell yeah.
I start cooking. And look, this is not a recipe for the faint-hearted. It's not to be cooked on a regular basis. It is an emergency recipe to break when you when you're feeling
And you
terrible.
Mean also literally, like if you have a faint heart, do not eat this.
Correct. It would give you a bloody heart attack.
Yeah.
But it is bloody delicious. And more than that, it's really enjoyable to make.
I would say it's delicious for four bites and then it's not delicious anymore. But please,
you
go
just
on.
Have a little Irishman stomach and can't handle rich food, whereas I come from a bougie Italian background and can handle the cheese and pasta.
Pack of fucking drunks on your end.
The Irish aren't a pack of drunks.
Oh, you got to alienate the Irish, are you?
All I'm saying is your constitution is designed of a diddly potatoes and not much else. Would I be wrong?
No, that's not incorrect.
Correct, exactly. I love saying diddly-dee potatoes.
We've got so many Irish listeners, Claire.
We do. I know. Hello, diddly-dee.
Is that
what you say when you walk down the street?
Insulting the Italians, so
I don't want to insult anyone, but I will make fun of everybody equally. That is my right. Anyway, also, I was on Sex and the City with Duga On. We talked about Sex and the City.
Oh, my God.
And Duga On is a really awesome, hilarious
show
with Jess, Matt and Dave. I know. I'm just reminding you in case you don't. And it was really a super fun time and they discovered that really the characters of Sex and the City are just based on the Ninja Turtles.
That's correct. It is they are archetypes. Yes, that is true. And another thing I want to throw out there to people, the new series of Sex and the City called And Now Look at Fucking
and
This.
Just Like That.
Yeah, Just Like That. It's would people be interested in us doing like weekly recaps as like a separate episode for this? Ooh. Like and put it in the feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're both fans. We've both seen every episode. In a way, I'm a bigger fan and I'm more of a feminist. So I think my take is unique in a way that Claire's is not. So, let us know and maybe we'll do it. And even if you don't want us to do it, we can still do it and you don't have to listen to it.
No, because I'll probably do it at home anyway.
That's right.
Excellent. I'm really looking forward to that. I thought it was a movie, but no, it's a TV show.
That's right. You did say that
in the Dugong report, and it was really embarrassing.
Just something wrong out of the gate.
I know, like straight up. It was like the first thing I said. It was really awkward. All right. So this is from Dolly Alderton, who I bang on about all the time. She was the former host of the Hi-Lo podcast, and she is just the it girl of the moment and has written two books, Ghosts and also Everything I Know About Love, which is her first one. And this book I'm rereading at the moment because it's all my poor adult COVID horrible lockdown brain can handle because it's like little tiny chapters of funny little anecdotes and stories from her life, and it's really heartwarming, beautiful. But on page 50 is a recipe for hangover mac and cheese that she recommends you eat while watching a serial killer documentary. Yes, correct. And I respect that.
I actually have a serial killer documentary of sorts.
Well, there you go. It'll go very well.
Yes.
Exactly.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Correct, exactly. And so this recipe for mac and cheese has four different cheeses in it. So you cook your macaroni pasta.
Yeah.
Then you grate out your parmesan, you grate out your cheddar, you grate out your red Leicester. I don't know how to say that, but I found that cheese recently. It's like a red cheese.
Yeah, everyone knows the red cheese. It's got the red wax on it. It's not actually a red cheese.
No, it is red.
It's a red cheese.
You think you are getting your cheeses confused.
It's not red. It's more orange then, is it?
It's an orangey colour. Yeah. Mm. No, you're thinking of the cheese that has the red rind on it, but it's yellow. It's not that.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, I did see some wax. Wasn't there some wax on
one of the cheese? There was wax around it, but no, this is an actual red cheese.
So I was thinking of the red cheese.
No, because it has red wax around it, but the other cheese also has, and anyway.
So you think that I'm thinking of a different cheese, but we could be thinking of the same cheese.
I know you're thinking of a different cheese because we never have this particular red.
It's not red. I also want to point, it's like orange. An orange cheese with a red rind.
All right.
I'm thinking of the same cheese, Claire. You don't know what cheeses I'm thinking about. Sorry, go on.
Cheese you in the wazoo.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Let's continue with after I've just made a terrible joke. So you grate the cheeses.
Yep.
That's three cheeses that you grate. You stir it all in with some bechamel sauce that for listeners who make food all the time is just butter and flour and milk, and you stir it all up until it becomes like a creamy liquid. You hate when I talk about recipes, but some people will be into this, James.
No, I don't hate it at all.
You do. You're always like, why is she listing the way food is made? Well, I tell you, because the people want it.
Okay.
And even if they don't, I'm delivering it. They got it. Salt and pepper it, do all the things. Then you stir in all the cheeses so they kind of melt when it's off the heat.
Say that already?
Probably. And then you put in the pasta that you've cooked.
Weren't you already stirring the cheese through the pasta and now you're putting in the pasta?
No, bechamel. You're just making fun
no,
of me.
No, I'm not.
You're making a bechamel sauce. You're making the pasta in a separate pot.
Okay.
Till al dente. And it just sits there. Well, you drain it, put a little bit of olive oil in it so it doesn't stick together, and you let it sit there while you make the bechamel sauce.
Okay,
put the cheese in.
And then you put the cheese in.
You put the mustard. You put what I love, the Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
Which is, for some reason, so comforting to me. Of a time of my childhood, and I really enjoyed it. And then you finely slice up some spring onions.
Yeah.
You sprinkle them in to your mix.
I think it's pronounced sprankle, but go on.
You sprinkle them in.
Very good.
Like the good chef James always says.
Yes.
My auntie always said, sprankle your spring onions, mate. Sprankle them good.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
You haven't slept.
I slept all right last night.
I haven't slept.
Okay, James has slept. He's slowly going mad. And then you stir in the pasta, the cheese, all the things, mix it all together, salt and pepper it, and then you tip it into your blue pot or whatever, as I like to call it. Well, you know, whatever, oven-proof pot.
Are we thinking of the same blue pot or am I thinking of a different blue pot?
No, we're thinking of the same.
Things you seem to know what coloured things I'm thinking of.
All right, let's just get to the bloody end of this recipe.
Could we?
We're all running on 10% this week. Oh, God. And then after all of that, you put it all in the pot, then you sprinkle on some extra cheese that you left to the side.
Oh, what's that cheese?
Just the same three cheeses. But also at the last minute, you rip up a bit of mozzarella ball. I feel like that was a little unnecessary. But anyway, I did it.
I think the whole thing is unnecessary.
All right. And then you put it in the oven and you cook it for like 15 minutes on the hottest grill. So I preheated the hottest grill so my red oven was glowing. It was glowing in there with red heat. And it comes out all crispy on top. and delicious and gooey and just amazing. But you're right. You can only have about 3 to 4 spoonfuls.
Yeah, and you cooked a giant pot of it. Initially, I'm like, this is great. And then I'm like, I fucking hate this.
But the problem with you is you just overdo it. You just eat a bit of
it. I had 4 bites and then I was like, I hate this. That's my point. If you're going to make it, make a tiny little pot.
I'm not wasting all that energy to make a tiny little pot. This is the problem with you, with your Irish little tum. You don't like big quantities of food that lie around. You don't eat leftovers. You either eat it all at once. You can't just like leave it in the fridge to kind of eat it on the day. Like our friend delivered all these delicious baked goods to make us feel better. I woke up in the morning. James had literally taken a bite out of every single one of the tiny little baked goods.
Listen, I just want everybody to know that I did that on purpose to annoy Claire. So she'd wake up. Even my son was like, who's you been nibbling on this? What have you been up to? Yes. I'm like, get out of my business.
You literally ate a bite out of every – you ate like half of that, literally half of all of it.
Thank you.
It was like a little rat had been in there nibbling away. Anyway, we love our friend who delivered the box. It was so delightful. Mm. It had pansies in it. It was beautiful. We loved it. James loved it especially.
I did.
All I'm saying is you just like you drink your drink over there. You just like drink it all in one, straight down.
Yep.
No enjoyment.
Yep.
Part of food can just be enjoying a delicious thing for like 3 to 4 bites.
But again, what you're talking about is not good. It's not a good meal. It's bad.
It's delicious.
It's not. It's too much. I want people to make it. I want people to eat a bowl of this and see how they feel afterwards.
Oh, well, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. Food should make you feel good, and this food makes you feel bad.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I feel like my brain has a layer of cheese over the top of it.
Yeah, this is true. I still feel sick. So, look, I actually felt better in the making of it rather than the eating of it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, yeah, it's that's why it's called hangover mac and cheese, I think. Maybe if you're really hungover particularly.
Just fucking
really
get some good hot chips, man, if you're hungover.
Let's all right. Anyway, I really enjoyed cooking it. And now we have all this excess leftover mac and cheese, plus I feel like I might have a heart attack. But I still recommend it. That's it.
I don't.
Go on.
Don't make it.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, James is fussy. You're very fussy.
I'm not fussy. I just don't want a bowl of fucking cheese that's just all cheese, by the way, BT dubs. All right, Claire.
Oh, God, he's lost his mind.
My recommendation for this week is a serious. Oh, sorry, what's that?
I love you.
Get out of my business.
That's all.
Speaking of food, we're getting new foods at the moment and they're being delivered. If you love plastic wrapped meals that you're just like, what am I going for lunch? What am I going to, oh, fuck it, this will do. Then new foods is perfect. It's perfect.
I hate it for the excess plastic. Mm. I hate it for like the prepackagedness of it in our fridge. Yes. It just has so little joy in it.
Yep.
It's like you saying that you'd just rather eat a tablet than actually eat food. And then you have your weird plastic cereal. Everything you're eating is
my just magic spoon cereal.
Yeah.
That I ordered specifically from the US by a US shipping company.
It's pretend food with no joy in
it. All food is pretend, Claire. It's all made up. It's all ingredients. What are you talking about? Pretend. All the foods I eat, they're all natural as well. These are natural foods, Claire. Fucking mac and cheese is natural. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, but that's like a one-off time when it was a really low day when we found out playgrounds were closing and I needed to do something to lift my spirits. On a regular basis, I would just eat, you know, natural foods and sugar and chocolate, obviously, all the things. I'm not a purist. All I'm saying is your magic spoon cereal does not grow on trees. It's not natural.
It's all natural ingredients,
Claire. Yeah, but it's not natural. Like, there's not a tree that grows it.
What are you going to eat? So you're going to eat all the food that drops out of trees or whatever? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You don't even know you're just bloody talking about
it. I'm a tree-etarian.
No, there is a word. No, it's a word. It's a type of person.
Yeah.
Fruitarian, is it?
Is it? It's from Notting Hill. You know that girl that Hugh Grant dates in Notting Hill or he's Julia set Roberts. Up with? No, not her. You know how he has a series of other dates after Julia Robert breaks his little heart?
I always turn off after that.
All right. Anyway, his friends try to get him to date maybe a fruitarian. I think it's like someone who only eats fruit that's dropped off trees already, because if you pick it, you're killing the fruit.
Yes, yes, yes.
No judgment.
No judgment.
A lot of judgment. No judgment.
I don't
no
care judgment. At all. If you want to do that, fine. If you want to die waiting for an apple to fall off a tree, that's your business. Dr. Death is a show that I've watched, Claire.
I see.
It's on Peacock if you're in the US, but it is on Stan in Australia. It's 8 episodes created by Patrick McManus. And it's actually a US crime drama based on the podcast of the same name. It stars Joshua Jackson, a.k.a. Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Ooh.
It stars Christian Slater, a.k.a. the guy that's like, is this
James, for context, is raising his one eyebrow.
That's right. He's like above a young Jack Nicholson. Or he was. I don't know what he is. He's his own man. It stars Grace Summer. It stars Alec Baldwin. It stars these four people and others. And basically it's a true story. It's about this guy called Christopher Dunst, a neurosurgeon who became infamous for permanently mutilating his patients. So essentially, right, he's this guy, he's this doctor, he's reasonably intelligent, it seems, very ambitious, and he's just cutting this swath through people with, like, chronic back pain and giving them, like, long-term pain and paralysis or killing some of them, and then he, like, moves on to, like, the next clinic or sets up his next thing and whatever. And the kind of mistakes that he's making, he's just butchering people. And it seems as if he's doing it intentionally. Like, he's supposed to be putting, like, say, like a screw into somebody's, you know, spine, but they'll find the surgery later and he's just, like, just put it straight into their muscle or something like that, which is not even a mistake you could make because you know when you're drilling into bone and you know when you're drilling into muscle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's just a horrible person doing these horrible things and he's just kind of slipping through the cracks of, like, the medical system and kind of schmoozing his way through certain things and getting research funding and kind of being protected by people who are embarrassed that they kind of worked with him or hired him. So they'll just kind of handball him off to the next person. And it's about these two doctors that played by Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin who go after him, right? And they're trying to bring this guy to justice for all of these things that he's done to people. And some people kind of stand by him and say, you know, he's doing the best he can. And other people are like, no, this guy really fucked up my life, like, permanently. Like, he has one of his mates who he decides to operate on and, like, fix his neck. He puts him in a wheelchair. Like, he's horrible. He's an awful man. Anyway, if you like, say, Dirty John, like the series or the podcast, it's in that vein. So it's that kind of situation. It's good. It's awful. If you don't like blood, don't watch it because there's a fair bit of that. But, yeah, get into it.
Ooh, I saw you watching this. Mm. I saw it come up and I tried to watch it and then I remembered I've had a lot of medical horrible things happen to me.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't worry.
I tried watching. I watched it for like 10 minutes and this woman wakes up and he's clearly like completely butchered her surgery and she's in like bucket loads of pain. Yeah. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done. It's horrible. No thanks.
It's really terrible.
Because it plays on that whole idea of how vulnerable you are when you're going into medical procedures. You're
trusting.
Yeah.
You know, you see someone with a nice website and with patient recommendations and whatever and they've got good bedside manner, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Mm. Exactly. And because I've come from a family of people who are in medicine or around medicine a lot. My mum's a GP and my brother's also a doctor.
Mm.
I have seen.
Not to brag.
Not to, you know, we come from smart stock, not potato farmers.
How dare you?
I don't know what accent that was. Who knows?
Also, you are Irish.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. You're more Irish than you are Italian.
I know. I'm like a 16th of Italian. I will hold on to that skerrick, though, of exoticism.
Yeah, exoticism.
I feel like I'm a little very Italian in my bones, though.
Well, apparently one Spanish person slipped into my gene pool somewhere. So, you know.
Hey.
If we're talking exotic.
You mean slipped one in?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Anyways.
Somewhere in there.
You were saying. Yeah, medical stuff.
Oh, yeah. And because of that, I've heard lots of stories and I've seen lots of things. And so I don't have that blind trust of the medical profession,
no.
I think. Even though, by and large, the medical profession, nurses, doctors, people who work through hospitals are incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
What they do are, like, it's just amazing.
Doesn't matter. You got to keep on top of them.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, harassing. I mean, like, you just got to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's okay to ask questions and be really informed, I think.
Same with every industry. Like, we worked in teaching. I would say, like, you should ask questions. You should, like, you know.
Yeah, you just be informed, but be polite when you're doing
it,
but be informed. And I think that's the same with the medical profession. It's like any profession, right? But a shout out particularly to any healthcare workers on this show because I just think bloody hell you're working in the front lines. That and teachers and other, I'm sure there's so many other professions. But
definitely.
My heart just goes out to
delivering food.
At the moment.
People hang gliding.
Cleaning. Cleaners are like the heroes, I think, of this pandemic.
Oh, Claire, let's give them a round of applause, shall we?
All right.
Let's do that.
Central.
Oh, and I stood on my porch and I gave them a round of applause.
Oh, God. Okay, that's really nice.
Give them a raise.
Really like.
Give them a raise. Give them more money.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Can't pay your bills with a fucking round of applause.
But can't we have both? Can't we have the beautiful standing ovations and applause and a raise?
Yes. But also just
why
know,
does it have to be an either or proposition?
But if you're in any of these fields, in particular the medical field, we're watching you. We're keeping an eye on you. We know what you're up to.
Don't be Dr. Death in anybody.
No, don't Dr. Death nobody.
Where can they watch that show?
Stan and Peacock.
Excellent. How is Pacey in the show?
He's good. He's really
Joshua
good.
Joshua Jackson.
He's great. He's always been good and he continues to be good.
He's great. He was my favorite. He was the only reason I watched Dawson's Creek. Really? I loved him. Yeah.
I watched it for the creek.
Just the creek. You just like to stare at the water.
That was created by the guy who made Scream, I believe. Wes Craven.
I would believe that.
Situation.
I tried to rewatch it and it is so horribly terrible and sexist and just doesn't hold
dialogue
up on
is
any
junk
level
as well.
Yeah, and it's this weird vibe where like Dawson is set up to be this heartthrob and the main character and like Joey just panders to him the whole time. And when I watched it, I thought that she was like sassy and had her own brain and was like really smart and it was all fun. And then I watched it back and I was like, no, he films her doing like kissing Joshua Jackson and like asking her to be in all these different roles. And it's all very much about his own ego, really,
like
the whole thing.
Dawson, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, Joshua Jackson to me was
fucking
a heartthrob.
Creep.
Joshua. Yeah. Anyway, on
they've
a
all gone
note,
on to do things though. You know what I mean? They're all doing stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Exactly. Mm. What Joey's, the actress that plays Joey?
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Thank you very much. She is excellent. I really enjoy her. She also married Tom Cruise and then left
briefly,
him.
For a spell.
Yeah.
There's a very interesting article that
yes,
you showed me that?
I did show you that. Yeah. It's fascinating.
About how she escaped that marriage and Scientology by like
and
leaving
took her
in
daughter
the dead
Suri
of night
with
and
her.
Got all the legal stuff. Because I know what happened with Nicole Kidman is the way that
she
they
lost
divorced.
Custody
she
of
lost
her kids.
All the custody. Yeah. But her dad is a lawyer. A family.
Yeah,
divorce.
And she did it in this really secretive
way. Over the
way.
Weekend, took him over state lines and got him out of Scientology and all that. And
yeah, but it was stuff. Super. I know. I mean, that whole world, Scientology in general, is such a fascinating, terrifying.
It is.
Look, I mean, Going Clear, which is that documentary. Yeah. Oh, God, so good. And Louis Theroux's obviously amazing and does a whole lot of investigative journalism. And there's also that story of like a Scientology boat that just like is sailing around the world.
It's so odd because like, I mean, a lot of religion, there's a lot of scams in religion. But Scientology is like so transparently a scam.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
I think, you know, people are just looking for purpose. You know what I mean?
And there's nothing wrong
reason.
With that at all. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think religion is a bad thing on any level.
No.
I just think it's when it's used against people or to exploit them. That's a different thing.
If they're hitting you up for money.
Correct.
Something's wrong.
Exactly. Stephen Bidulph, who I love and who wrote a book called Raising Boys, which is really great.
Oh, yeah.
It's a parenting
book. I read
book.
That or started to at the very least.
Yeah, we've got it at home.
Yeah.
It's great. He's written a book recently and I'm just going to quickly Google it.
It's called Oh Shit, I Fucked Up When I Raised My Boy.
No, it's called
10 Things I Should Have Done.
Stephen Bidulph. Here we go. It's called Fully Human
and
I haven't read it yet, but so this isn't my recommendation, but he talks about the fact that he likens the human body to like a four-story mansion and that, you know, one of the stories is your physical health, right? Yeah. One of the stories is your like mental health. Another of the stories is, hang on, I'm butchering this completely.
No, it sounds right. One of the stories is.
I've butchered it because I haven't read it. Hold on, Colleen.
Is orthotics.
A bit of this. Hang on, I should.
And the last story
why
is.
Why am I recommending something I haven't
read yet?
I don't
know, but the last story is just a nice hat. Just put everything on. Get on top.
I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, one of the stories was spirituality.
Okay.
And so basically it was about how, yeah, so it's like physical health in terms of like movement and exercise.
Yeah.
And mental health in terms of like thinking and understanding and reasoning and like stretching your mind in that way.
Sure.
And then, you know, the third one I think is all about the body and looking after your body and what you put in it and all that stuff. But the fourth one he said is spirituality. And his premise is really that we need to be looking at all four stories in order to feel healthy and fulfilled as a human being.
Okay.
And that spirituality is just as equally as important. And spirituality doesn't have to be religion, though it can be, but it's a connection to something bigger than yourself. And so whether you
like an elephant.
Like yeah, like an element. No, like if like some for some people you enter into it through music, right?
Yeah, right.
Or through cooking or through being in nature or whatever way you enter into a state where you, maybe it's your creativity, but you're absorbed and connecting to something bigger than you and feeling that kind of, you know, energy, I guess, that you get from that. And he said, if you don't pay attention to that fourth stage, you continue to kind of not feel fully human and still can feel really miserable and disconnected, even if you're looking after your mental health, your physical body, as well as like moving and getting stronger and all of that stuff, and your emotional health and like seeing psychologists or like reflection, all that stuff. But if you don't also have that element of feeling a part of something bigger than yourself.
So it could be like community or family?
No.
Or does it have to be like
a... No, it's more something that takes you out of yourself. So, yeah, it could just be walking in nature, but it's the idea of you being immersed in something bigger. Right. So it could be creating, like writing or building something, but it's – and maybe it could be family, I guess, in a way, but it has to be at a deeper level. And so, yeah.
Could you look at something and go, shit, that's pretty good? Would that count? Shit, that's pretty good.
I haven't read the book, so I'm really butchering this.
I hope he's listening and he's like, I didn't say any of that.
I know.
Like a mansion.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to read this book now and then I'm going to have to come back and move on.
Why don't you read this book that you haven't read that you're telling us about? I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about
this
week?
Why did I get to that? Oh, it's just because we were talking about the fact that religion, there's nothing wrong at all with religion anyway.
So, I mean, there are some things wrong with religion.
Of course. I just mean as in having a belief system is really important.
Go on.
Cynic over there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so my second recommendation, I've got two actually.
Second recommendation.
I can't remember if I talked about this already. I definitely was recommended this by a listener. We Are Lady Parts.
Okay.
Which I just loved. Oh, my goodness. It's brilliant. It's a show on Netflix from a little while ago. It's created by Nida Manzoor, who's a British television writer and director. She's best known for directing two episodes of Doctor Who. So the show is just groundbreaking in lots of ways. Geeky biochemical engineering PhD student Amina Hussain becomes the unlikely lead guitarist of Lady Parts.
Have we talked about this?
I feel like we
have. You talked about it to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I've talked, and I've talked about it in my newsletter.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure if I've talked about it on the show, but I want to recommend it again. It was reminded to me after watching the events that are unfolding in Afghanistan that are just breaking my heart, especially for women and children and just the rights of women being completely stripped away. Anyway, that's a whole other, you know, minefield. I'm not an expert in that kind of politics at all, but it's breaking my heart and it reminded me of this amazing show about powerful Muslim women who all have their own identities and aren't just stereotypes that I think sometimes the media can kind of pigeonhole women into. Yeah, and so Lady Parts is an all-female Muslim punk band on a mission to get a proper gig. Sarah, the band's fierce and enigmatic frontwoman, sees something in Amina, who's this engineer who's studying engineering, but the others can't, and the sort of series sort of rolls along as Sarah leverages Amina's desperation to find a husband and offers to set up her up with potential matches if she agrees to join the band. And it's more. It's so much more than that, though. It's the celebration
of
music. It's super funny. Mm. It's about camaraderie and friendship. And they just turn so many of those old stereotypes that you see about Muslim women on its head. Mm. They discuss things like sexuality and religion, about anger and conflict, about family and about women's role in society. And one of the band members is married with a daughter and her relationship with her husband is so subversive and great and lovely. And another of the characters explores her sexuality too. She identifies as queer, and so that is explored as well and what it means to be a queer Muslim woman But it, yeah, it's just beautiful and liberating and fun and great. And I just recommend it super, super highly.
Wholeheartedly?
Wholeheartedly.
What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And it,
I'm in and watch that.
Yeah, it's really, really funny.
But you watched it, so I can't watch it.
Well, this is the rule, exactly. So it just, I just wanted to say quickly to watching it again. The news cycle is so heavy at the moment, and particularly the unfolding crisis in Afghanistan is so confronting, and I felt really powerless. And one of the things about Lady Parts is that it's just a reminder that each of those people living in Afghanistan, going through the Taliban, you know, rule
regime,
is a person. Mm. And so many of those women over the last 20 years have been studying at university and have been allowed freedoms that they weren't previously under the Taliban rule and are now being hunted down by the Taliban and forced into all kinds of really difficult situations. And they're outwardly saying that they're going to be educating women and girls, but in a different kind of doctrine. But realistically, that's not happening. And they're kind of erasing women from
it would be great if that were true, but domain. Of all, I mean, yeah, the Taliban.
Exactly. And I mean they're trying to find women and girls for forced marriages and all kinds of awful things. And so anyway, not putting that aside, but I think Lady Parts is just this wonderful celebration and reminder of the humanity in all of us. And my heart is with the people of Afghanistan at the moment. And I also felt really powerless. And so Care Australia is an incredible organisation that we've partnered with before.
Yes, we have,
And they're currently doing a lot. So I've donated there. And I would really encourage you, if you feel similarly, to go and donate at Care Australia to their campaign, particularly for Afghan women. They've been doing a lot of work with women and advocacy over there for a really long time and helping women who are finding their voice and who have been educating women and working in that space over the last 20 years who are now being persecuted.
You can give any amount. It can be an ongoing thing or a one-off. They take PayPal, credit card. They probably take cash.
I understand too, things are tight at the moment.
Oh, yeah, totally,
So, but if you, like me, are feeling like, God, can any more terrible things happen and can't we do something?
I know, right? Can we get one more terrible thing, please?
God, so anyway, that was just some small thing that I felt like I could do to help. So we'll put a link in the show notes below. But that's that. Lady Parts is on Netflix.
Cool. And that's the show for this week. And this show, you know, you can actually review it in app. You can open up your app and go, I'm giving this a review. I'm doing it in app. Just like Choco Pal, who says, 5 stars and I did it in app. Been listening since episode 1 and I never looked back. I always enjoyed listening to a couple that can openly share their opinions in a very genuine way, as it's exactly how I am with my own wife. Insightful, honest, and never a dull moment. How can there be when you go from zombie apocalypses 1 minute to appreciation of watching someone poo the next? I don't know what that is.
That's a terrible joke that I made. It was awful. And I think I got callings to erase it from a previous episode.
Really?
Yes.
Person said
Gerard Butler. Remember my joke about Gerard Butler?
I don't.
I'm not repeating it.
Definitely 5 stars. My week is always a little bit better listening to this and the Weekly Planet. Please keep up with the good work. That's from Marcus.
Well, thank you so much, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
If you want to email the show, we would love to hear your suggestions. I do want to email the show. It's fantastic. Just like Heather Ringman has. Suggestion, movie Dave Made a Maze. Hi, Claire and James. I love your podcast. Listening to the two of you together makes me so happy. I have a suggestion you all might not have heard before. The movie Dave Made a Maze. While Annie is away for the weekend, her boyfriend Dave makes a cardboard maze in the apartment, but it's bigger on the inside and she has to go in and rescue him from the maze and all the traps and monsters that are in there. There are trailers online, but part of the fun is all the surprising things in the maze. So instead, to give you an idea of the creations, here's a video, and there's a little Vimeo link to the video, which I've watched,
Dave
which is
made
cool.
A maze. I've never heard of this.
It's really cool, by the Cardboard Institute of Technology, the artist collective that made the incredible cardboard work in the movie. I went and watched this video. It's amazing what they're building. They build like a whole palindrome, you know, that people ride bikes in out of cardboard. It's crazy. I thought it was a really fun movie and a good inspiration about being creative and making things, although hopefully not a giant cardboard labyrinth that you have to be rescued from. Sincerely, Heather.
That's cool. All right, I'm gonna check that out. That sounds really cool, and I've never heard of it.
No, me neither. So that's the kind of thing we love. Thank you so much, Heather. And yeah, at suggestiblepod@gmail.com.
That's right. Yeah, if you got anything, send them over. And let's go. I'm going to go.
All right. And thank you, as always, to Raw Collings for editing the show.
That's right. Really appreciate it. Every week he does it. And I'm going to watch a whole lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for The Matrix and The Matrix Reloaded, because that's what I do.
You're a god among men.
In a way, I am.
You're my fourth story of my mansion. I really butchered that.
Which have I replaced of the four things? Because you have to – get rid of one of them.
Spirituality.
So I'm your spirituality. Yeah, I'm your God.
I said a God among men.
Oh, yeah.
That was the joke.
That's good.
Oh, God. He's really running. I reckon you're running at like 5%.
Jokes are better when you explain them anyway. People know that. People know that. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm going to watch some Matrix stuff.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.